Global share markets surged on the news of the political deal in Washington. The price of oil rose and gold dropped back from a record high as investors felt more confident. But the relief rally may be short-lived. There is still a risk that international credit ratings agencies could cut North America's AAA investment ranking. Finance reporter Sue Lannan.
It came right down to the wire.
It's an amazing moment here in Washington, I must say it. As many of our viewers have been watching here on CNN, our live coverage, President Obama now says a tentative agreement is in place to raise the nation's debt ceiling, averting a potential default on the United States' financial obligation.
Share markets jumped after U.S. President Barack Obama announced he'd sealed a deal with Congress to lift his government's $14.3 trillion borrowing limit. Federal Treasurer Wayne Swan cautiously welcomed the news.
The most important thing is the US deals with its deeply entrenched fiscal challenges. They've taken a long time to develop. They're going to take some time to deal with. That's why I'm pleased to see this decision today. I hope it passes the Congress, and I hope they get to the next step, which is to put in front of them a very important fiscal consolidation to give markets confidence.
The local market rose by as much as 2%, the biggest one-day percentage gain since September. Asian markets were sea of green and US futures rose. Gold dropped back from the record high reached last week as investors became more confident about buying riskier assets like the Australian dollar. Tom Quambi from Barclays Capital in Hong Kong told Bloomberg TV that investors are relieved.
I think it's a deal that goes a long way to addressing what are not short-term concerns but medium to longer-term concerns about the overall level of indebtedness within the US economy. I think ultimately from a markets perspective this is very positive because, as the President said, this goes a long way to reducing the risk of default by the US government.
But some, like National Australia Bank Chief Economist Alan Oster, aren't so sure.
What it says is the markets were expecting something to happen, and so the currency markets haven't moved that much. The equity markets have basically said here's a bullet missed, and so they've rallied something like 1.5% in the futures. So they're improving a bit, but it's a bit of a dead cat bounce.
Alan Oster says the debt problems of the US are compounded by its weak economy.
The problem still basically is this: they haven't got a permanent solution as yet. And I think the other thing that's really important is the US economy is doing worse than what everybody thought. The GDP numbers that came out at the end of last week revised down the first half of this year to essentially an economy that stalled.
That means the US will fall into a prolonged recession.
That's analyst Francis Lunn from Lincoln Holdings on Bloomberg TV. The question now is, what will the international credit ratings agencies do? Ratings agencies like Standard & Poor's have threatened to downgrade the AAA credit rating of the US if $4 trillion worth of spending cuts aren't made by the US government. Francis Lunn thinks the US still risks losing its top investment rating because the planned $2.5 billion in cuts don't go far enough.
When you're running a deficit of $1.5 trillion a year, a $2.5 trillion deficit cut is in 10 years really peanuts, really.
Faraboz Mishirian is the director of the Institute of Global Finance at the University of New South Wales. He thinks the credit ratings agency should act carefully when it comes to downgrading the AAA credit rating of the US.
The credit rating agencies are expecting for deeper cut. None of the two key political parties are coming to the figures that the credit rating agencies are expecting.
Do you think they'll back off? Moody's appeared to ease back from its threat to cut the US AAA credit rating. But what about Standard & Poor's? Is there still a risk that the US could lose its AAA credit rating?
Well, there is always a risk. There is no question about it. But I think all credit rating agencies have to be very careful in their final decision and verdict because it does have some implications for global financial stability.
Professor Faraboz Mishirian from the University of New South Wales, ending Sue Lannan's report.